Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're sharing with you on the subject of walking in the realm of the Spirit. Walking in the spiritual realm, walking in spiritual reality. Boy, it's important that you grab hold of this message. You know, when you get born again, you get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You're a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Where? In your spirit. Not in your soul, not in your will, intellect, emotions, or your body. You got the same body, got the same mind, will, and emotions. The change has occurred in the real person, which is the Spirit. Remember, we're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. We have to be born of the Spirit in order to be able to perceive the things of God. That's why Jesus said you must be born again or born from above. There's a physical birth that we take, have at birth, and then there's a spiritual birth which we must receive in our lifetime. And that, of course, is when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Then we need to receive the Holy Spirit into us. As we receive the Holy Spirit, He comes and dwells in our spirit. Remember, the Bible says, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? A believer is asking his Heavenly Father to give him the Holy Spirit. He asks him to give him the Holy Spirit because he doesn't have it. That's why he goes to his Father to ask him. But who's doing the asking? A child of God. Remember, Philip was preaching the Word of God, preaching Christ unto the people at Samaria. They received the Word. They got born again. They were baptized. Baptism follows having believed on the Lord. Well, that wasn't all that they needed to receive. Later, Peter and John came down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for as yet He was fallen upon none of them. They were only baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit was received to come and dwell in them. Well, as we have the Holy Spirit in us, now we are to walk in the realm of the Spirit. And what is one of the things the Holy Spirit come to do? He's come to bring forth the revelation of the Word. He comes to open the eyes of our understanding. He's going to give us spiritual understanding and reveal the truth to us. This is why we've got to get in the Word of God. God's Word is Spirit and it is life, John 6:63. As you get in God's Word, it is going to be spiritually revealed to you through the Holy Spirit. Remember, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, they're foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. God's Word is spiritually discerned because it is spiritual law. It is a revelation of the spiritual laws of God. And it's important that we get ourselves into the Word. If you're following your own ways, following whatever you feel after the flesh, you'll bind the things of the flesh, and that produces a carnal mind, which is death. Remember, a carnal mind makes you an enemy against God. Why? Because you haven't subjected to the law of God. And so if you're in the flesh, you cannot please God. But if you're after the Spirit, you're thinking about walking in the ways of the Spirit, that's according to the Word, that's going to produce a spiritual mind in you as you get the Word in you. And then that results in life and peace in your life. Now, if we're going to walk in the Spirit, we've got to walk in the Word. We've got to learn to be a hearer and a doer of the Word. And we've also got to learn to speak God's Word. That's the way the Lord does everything. That's the way God brought forth the creation. God said, and then things came to pass. That's the way Jesus did things. He was upholding all things by the spoken Word that was releasing the power of God. He would learn to speak God's Word. And this is the same thing that we do today. When we speak God's Word, we're going to release our faith. That's the way the Word of faith works. The words to be in your mouth and in your heart. When you believe with your heart unto righteousness, then you confess with your mouth unto salvation. It will bring the promises to pass. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we're going to walk by faith. We have a spirit of faith. And remember that all the blessings of God, these are spiritual blessings first. In fact, Ephesians 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us," past tense, "with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." We've already been blessed with all these spiritual blessings. How do they come into manifestation? Through you speaking the word, acting upon the word, praying the word with your faith. A prayer of faith will receive the mercy and the grace of God in your life. We also talked about the fact that we are to offer up spiritual sacrifices unto the Lord. We're a spiritual house. And it says we're to offer up that sacrifice of praise continually, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. God wants you to praise and worship the Lord. And we saw the fact that the true worshipers, real true worshipers, worship the Father in spirit. It's going to be in the ways of the Spirit and in truth. It's got to be according to the Word, not man's ways, but it has to be according to God's ways. God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's got to be according to spiritual law in the ways of the Spirit. We've also talked about the fact that we need to pray. We're going to talk more on that today. God wants you to learn to pray the Word of God. When you pray the Word of God, you're praying spiritual law. If you pray the Word, then you're going to be praying that which in the realm of the Spirit is going to bring forth the promise of God. It'll cause the angels to go into operation. God honors His Word, which is spiritual law, and He watches over His Word to perform it in our life. It is important that we learn to pray the Word with our understanding. The Bible says, "I'll pray with the understanding," and we do it according to the Word of God. We also can pray with our spirit, which is praying in tongues. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. It's important that you pray with your spirit in tongues and with your understanding according to the Word of God. And when you're doing this, you are praying in the realm of the Spirit. The Bible talks about when you put the armor of God, you're praying in the Spirit. Well, we pray in the Spirit in two ways. One, with our spirit, and two, with our understanding. Praying with our spirit, of course, is praying in the Spirit, but praying with our understanding according to the Word would be praying in the Spirit. Now, if you pray with your understanding that's not according to the Word, it would not be effective prayer in the Spirit. You can pray the problem, and that's not going to solve it. You need to pray the answer and release what God's spiritual law says to bring it to pass. Now remember, Hebrews 4:16, we can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain or take hold of mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. You know, Mark 11:24 says, "What things soever you desire or legally demand, when you pray, believe that you receive them, believe you take hold of them, and you shall have them." When you are praying in the realm of the Spirit and you are returning the Word, speaking forth the Word in prayer, then you believe that you take hold of that promise. That's where your prayer of faith comes in, and that prayer of faith is a spirit realm activity, and that releases that blessing to come to pass in the natural realm. Now, another thing that's important, we've just touched on it briefly, but angels are operating in the realm of the Spirit. Angels are ministering spirits. It says so in Hebrews chapter 1 about how the angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that shall be the heirs of salvation. Angels operate in the realm of the Spirit. Remember with Daniel? Daniel, there he was looking to receive revelation of the things that he was seeing by studying the Word, studying the books, and about the things that were going to be happening. And the angel of God appeared. The angel came for his words. He said that thy words were heard, and I'm come for thy words. What brought him? Because of the words that Daniel was praying. He was praying the Word of God. The angel was responding according to that to bring the revelation and understanding to him. Of course, you must understand that when the angels go forth, the enemy out there, Satan, and he and his demon spirits will try to hinder us. That's exactly what happened in Daniel 10:13. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood that angel for 21 days until Michael, one of the chief princes, he's the warrior angel chief, it said he came to help him, and he helped this angel to get through so that he could bring the message to Daniel. This shows you that the battle goes on in the realm of the Spirit. The battle's the Lord's and the victory's ours. The battle goes on between the angels of God and the demonic spirits that serve the enemy. Of course, God's power is stronger than the enemy's, and he overwhelms the enemy, praise God. But you must understand that when you confess the word, then the Lord is going to confess that word that you speak before the angels, and the angels are going to go forth, and they are going to bring the promise to pass. Psalms 103, verse 20, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. The angels are listening. They're listening to what you're speaking. And if you're going to speak according to spiritual law, speaking in the spirit, then the angels will be hearkening unto the voice of that word. They excel in strength. They do the commandments. They watch over the word. God's going to bring that to pass when you speak his word. Speak his word. Walk in the spirit and watch God's blessings come to pass. We're going to talk more on walking in the spirit in the next broadcast. As I close the program today,